You are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. Makai Watch is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Tahiti Nui Luau, Heaven on Earth Starts, The Greenery Cafe.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Heaven on Earth starts here. Organically grown, GMO-free vegetable starts available at Hoku Foods in Kapa'a, Kauai Seascapes Nursery in Kalihiwai Ridge, and Saturday Morning Market next to Kauai Mini Golf. More information at heavenonearthstarts@gmail.com.
The Greenery Cafe in the heart of Lihue, one block off of Rye Street on Akahi Street, serving flavorful and organic soul food, wraps, smoothies, herbal iced teas, desserts, and vegetarian meals. Located in the lush garden setting near Tip Top Cafe, call-in, takeout, and catering available. Open Monday through Friday for breakfast and lunch. The Greenery Cafe, hearty, healthy soul. 246-4567 or online at thegreenerycafe.com.
Hello? Aloha, Kauai. This is Rachel from Kauai Invasive Species Committee. Invasive species can threaten native ecosystems, biodiversity, agriculture, and our quality of life. We are asking you to help be Kauai's eyes and ears for invasive species. Some we can hear, like the koki frog, and some we can feel, like the tree-dwelling little fire ant that can fall on us and leave powerful stings for up to 2 weeks. Invasive species are everyone's kuleana. If you see or hear the koki frog or little fire ant, please give us a call at 821-1490 or email me at kisk@hawaii.edu. That's kisk@hawaii.edu.
Mahalo, Kisk. We appreciate all the work you do on our garden island. Mahalo, Tahiti Nui Luau. Heaven on Earth Starts, The Greenery Cafe, for supporting Kauai Community Radio.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel alone.
Side by side, Makai Watch. Aloha. Welcome to the Makai Watch Show. This is the special show for the fall. This is the KKCR fundraising time. This is the opportunity that we ask you to please support the programming that is brought to you by all the volunteers here, and me included. And also for me to encourage you that if shows like this are something that interest you, or you have a specific angle or perspective on things, be a volunteer. Come and participate in this community radio station. Participate with your energy, with your time, and this week, please participate with your dollars. The electricity stays on because somebody pays the bill. And that doesn't come from anybody except those of you who participate with us. 826-7771. Please pledge now. I am asking for at least a $500 contribution total for this show. We made it last time we did this. And I would hope that those of you who are interested in the variety of subject matters that this show has brought forward would support it with your dollars, 826-7771. I don't know about you, but during the intro for this program, it feels like Tita Swift is like everywhere, right? Even the disclaimer. Who let her do the disclaimer?
Excuse me?
I think it's because she needs it more than the rest of us.
Because sometimes I have a tendency to stuff falls out of my mouth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like it never falls out of mine, right? Okay, so.
Okay. I cover all of us.
And we thank her for doing that.
Yes.
She's been here for like days, folks. She needs to go. She needs to go home. She needs to bathe. She needs to get sleep.
Oh, please. Thank you.
Donate now.
And I just sprayed more perfume.
Tony, now let Sandy rest for a little while.
Auntie needs a nap.
Auntie does need a nap. All aunties need naps.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
But you know what? This is one of my favorite programs because Auntie Makala, this is such an important program, and we all care about our Aina. We all care about our ocean, and this is one of our more important programs, and I believe, and because we are surrounded by this precious ocean, and this is a precious environment, and especially our native Hawaiian culture, you understand how we all feel about it, and it's in our blood. And I think everybody who lives here, whether you're native Hawaiian or not, everybody who lives here understands and respects this aina and these waters, and we all care about it, no matter where you come from. Once you live here, you plant your roots, you kick your shoes off, and you walk in this one hanao, and you feel a part of this land, and you feel you need to protect it too. And so this show program is one of our more important ones, and so I implore all of you that care about this aina and care about this land, you care about this program. So please pick up your phone, and of all the programs especially, this is one of the most unique, and you're not going to find it on any other radio station. You don't even find this program on TV, anything like this. So 826-7771 is the number to call, 826-7774, for you people listening off island, for sure you're not finding it anywhere else, which is why you're tuned in on the internet to this station. 866-275-1112 is the number to call. There's quite a few of you online because you know you're not going to find this anywhere else.
For those of you that are, thank you, Tita. For those of you that are hoping that your next visit will be to the Garden Island of Kauai, support this now. Support us now, and contribute to this place that you think is a special place on the planet. We know it is, those of us that are here, but we can tell by those of you that are online that you care about it too, from whatever distance you're tuning in, and we're grateful for that. But we're more grateful when the lights work and the phones work and the station is in operation. We're not asking for money that is over and above what we need to stay on the air. This is literally the operations fund. There is no Santa Claus out there. There is no sugar daddy or sugar mama that hands us these big lots of zeros checks. That's not what this is for. So 826-7771 to donate. And also, you know, if you hear something that you want to know more about or something that you have a question about, please call and we'll do our level best. I certainly don't have all the answers, but I know the people that do most likely. So that's something that I would like to offer with every one of these shows. I want to remind you that for an angel pledge, $365, a dollar a day, we have the Kamoa ukulele. And that's a really cool thing, folks. That's really, really cool. Again, for those of you that are listening that are not on the Garden Island, that are preparing for your journey here, learn the ukulele. When you get here, you'll fit right in. For $10 pledge, you get the bumper sticker. For $25, you get the bumper sticker and the Paula Fuga Talk Story CD. For $50, you get the Chico tote bag. For $75, you get a T-shirt. They're fabulous again. So please call in and support this program. What I thought I would do today is review, because obviously this is a fundraising show, and it wouldn't be right to try and have somebody in here dealing with Sandy and me and everybody else. So
what?
Yeah, what? I know. So I wasn't going to do that to any, you know, really friendly folks. So I'm going to do just a little bit of update on some of this stuff. I'm not going to get through this, folks, with a straight face. You're going to have to, you know, bail me out. 826-7771. Bail me, yeah, again. Okay, so as Sandy mentioned, we've done several shows on ocean safety. I want to remind folks that the oceans around this island are sometimes not the friendliest places for you to be. There are lifeguarded beaches, and if you're not comfortable, that's where you belong. But I want to let you know, too, that I've noticed that the, what do we call those things? The guard things, the tube, the life tube things that are all over the island that you can throw to somebody if they need rescuing. Rescue tubes. Ah, yes, it has a name. Periodically, I see them missing. And then the next week I go back and they're there again. So that program really, really works. People are watching, people are paying attention, and obviously people are using them. So that's key to our ocean safety here. That's the Lifeguard Association and all the amazing people that are our first responders. First responders on this island get a workout with idiots that get in the water and don't know what they're doing, or local smart people that get in the water, get all locked into trying to get that one last opihi, and boom. So you don't have to be smart. You don't have to be stupid. You just have to be in harm's way, and these people will come and bail you out. So I want to remind you that those rescue tubes are available. They're bright yellow, and they're on all the beaches. And to please take care when you're in or near our waters and our shore, especially when we have surges and stuff on the North Shore. This ocean can get really wicked. Okay. I also want to remind you to stay in touch with what's going on now with the coral research. You might remember we had all the researchers in here and also on the phone talking about the black band disease, and we're now facing this extraordinary bleaching event. It's global, folks. It's not just a Kauai thing. It's not just a Hawaii thing. But interestingly, the waters around Hawaii for many, many, many years have remained a little cooler than the waters around us. We've actually been in kind of a protective bubble. Well, we're not now. And that's a feature of the waters getting that much warmer, feature of the currents changing. And we are going to be part of the global coral bleaching event. There are lots of ways that you can get involved with that. And if you're a snorkeler and you have a way to take a picture, you have a way to mark where your location is, you can report what you see to Eyes of the Reef. And just Google it. You'll get there. EOR, you'll get there. And there's a form that you can fill out that simply says, I had my face in the water at this location. I saw this coral bleaching, because we need more eyes than we have. We can't possibly pay people to be everywhere. And volunteers and recreational ocean users and snorkelers are key to this whole thing. Before we go any further, again, this is our fundraising drive, and I want to remind folks, please contribute to efforts like this and information that our community needs and uses. 826-7771, we're standing by to take your pledge. And today we'd like to very much thank CJ's in Princeville for the wonderful lunch. One of us ate too much and too fast, and you're going to figure out who that is real soon here as I try to get through this whole script. You want to? So we have a pledge, and we want to thank David Moss very much for contributing. Thank you. That's just what we need. Supporting radio, and grew up with radio, and it's important. You bet it's important. And community radio is most important of all, because this is your voice. Your voice on the air, and your voice in the community, your voice off the air, and we listen to what you want to do. When I make up this list of the subjects that we want to put on this show, that's where I get the list. I don't dream this stuff up. This is, you know, this is what happens in the grocery store line. This is what happens in the line at the post office. You know, hey, empty, what about the kind? You know, so, okay, this is that show. The next one that I want to remind folks that I talked about was the seabirds. Now, the Newell Shearwaters are fledging now. So for those of us that live on Kauai, there's two important things to know. The first is, we actually have these birds. Why are we talking about them all the time? Because we have these birds. Other islands don't have these birds. Why? Because they have mongoose. We don't have that many. We think we have a few on Kauai, but we know we don't have so many that they eat these birds. We have real issues with feral cats and some issues with dogs. But we still have these birds. They are few, few, few remaining. These birds are the fisherman's friend. If you're going out fishing and you want to know where the fish are, this is the bird that says, yo, you, fisherman, over here. I see the bird. I see the fish. Look, look, I want the little one. You want the big one underneath. And so these are the fisherman's friend. They are fledging now. That means they've just gotten their flight feathers and they are ready to take off. and they can only do that from an elevation. These are birds that nest on the ground. Yes, folks, on the ground, in a hole. These birds don't live in trees. These birds take off from an elevation. For the first time ever, they fly, and they fly out to sea. And they do this guided by the moon. So on this island, when we have lights that are aimed upward, that bird sees that light, thinks it's the moon, and circles and circles and circles, trying to orient itself to what should be an ocean. And when it's not, he flies until he is exhausted, then he falls to the ground, where cats and dogs and other bad things can happen to it. And we ask everyone to pick the bird up carefully in a towel and put it in the boxes that are placed around the island, most at fire stations. And then the wonderful people at the Kauai Humane Society and Save Our Shearwaters program come and pick them up. And they can rehabilitate them. They fix almost all of them and relaunch them, which is a very cool event, by the way, where they get to let them get back out into the air and back out fishing where they should be. So seabirds on this island, and it's the Hawaiian petrels as well, this isn't just any old bird. You know, why do we care? Because we have all of them. We have the only ones that are surviving here. Okay, and if you need to know more about that, you can Google Save Our Shearwaters, and they have a phone number that that you can call and get more information, or report a bird, or ask a question about what to do, or ask a question about the bird if you need more information about what kind of bird this is. Again, this is our fundraising show, and we're asking you to support all this kind of programming. What I'm doing is going down the list of the program subjects that we have done for the last year and giving you an idea of the kind of information that we covered and that we answered your questions on. And I'm hoping that one of them is something that you care about, is something that you learned something about, or something that you wanted to know more about. And if that's the case, we're asking you to contribute to KKCR. And the number here is 826-7771. I also talked a little bit about invasives, a lot about invasives. And you heard Laura Christine play the KISC, Kauai Invasive Species Committee, statement before the show started today. Fire ants are here. Coqui frogs are here. They're well under control on this island because of people like the Kauai Invasive Species Committee. And they came on the show and talked about all the different threats. Two of the worst that we all are aware of, at least on the North Shore, Australian tree fern, bad, bad, bad fern. It causes erosion, causes mud in the river, causes marine stress and impacts on our coral reefs. It's as simple as that. Albizia, if you live near one, you know, they fall and crack at no moment's notice, without a breeze. They just do. Why? Because they're not native. Because they're not supposed to be here. They look like the African savanna because that's where they're from. And that's where they should go. They need to all be back in Africa where they're happy because they're not happy here. But because of our climate, they grow. And somebody told me this the other day. I'm still rubbing my head. 18 feet a year. Can you even imagine something growing 18 feet a year? I think I had a teenage son that kind of grew a little bit like that. Yeah, 18 feet a year. Anyway, they grow like a weed. They act like a weed because they are a weed and they're dangerous. Okay, so that was a show we did on invasives. Plants, animals, all kinds of stuff. We also did a show on the NOAA Sanctuary Management Plan review. The sanctuary folks came in and talked a little bit about what they had in mind and what they wanted to accomplish. That process is still continuing, and you can certainly participate in that by calling the Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary. And our local gal here on Kauai is our favorite friend, Jean Souza, and she'd be happy to talk to you more and answer your questions and include you in that process. Okay. One of the more recent shows we did was on the aquarium fishery. We had Snorkel Bob. Did you know he was a real guy? He's not that dog, you know, with that full face mask thing that's underwater. He's really not. He's a real guy. His name is Robert Wintner. He lives in Maui. And he cares. He cares about the reef. He cares about the fishes. And he has tried for many years to get legislation going related to limiting the commercial aquarium take. All those pretty little fish that people want to catch and put in a plastic box in their office under, I don't know, some kind of weird kind of lighting. Sometimes it looks like black lights. Those fish matter to the reef. Those fish keep the reef healthy. And some of those fish actually make sand. So all those fish live on a reef for a reason. And they don't live there so that folks can come and grab them and put them in a box. Just saying. Plus, if you go and get them to put them in a box, you got to cut their fins. You got to poke holes in their little air bladder so that they stay in the water. And they don't live very long. So you catch them, you trap them, you put them in all, through all that, you put them in a plastic box, and then they die. So what's the point exactly? Anyway, that was one of our shows. If that one turns you on, 826-7771, give us a few dollars and tell us that you care. Okay.
Get a guppy.
Poor guppy. Yeah, I can't even keep a guppy alive in my house. So
I can't keep a cactus.
Yeah, this is for the garden island. We just enjoy the garden outside. We don't need to bring it inside. Okay. If you can't keep a cactus, don't try anything else.
Get a window.
Clean your window. That would be good. Okay, so we also talked a little bit about World Oceans Day in June and all the things that people could do. And then, you know, we call this show the Makaiwatch Show, but that's actually the name of a program, too. We just sort of use the name of it because we wanted to talk about things in the ocean, etc. But there is a Department of Land and Natural Resources of the state of Hawaii program called Makaiwatch. And it actually began as a Mauka Makaiwatch. So for those of you not from this part of the world, Mauka means toward the mountain, and Makai means toward the sea. And that's how we give directions around here. It's a round island, folks, with one highway. So saying left and right doesn't usually help.
East-west doesn't work either.
No. And we don't know it. So it doesn't help. People tell me, you know, it's to the west, huh?
That way.
I need a name of a town or a mountain or a family that lives in that place.
Where the old fire station used to be.
Yeah, behind Uncle Joe's. You know the one at Make 10 years ago. Yeah, that
where,
one.
Where the Dairy Queen used
to be. Oh, man. Do you miss the Dairy Queen as much as I do?
Yes.
Where else could you get soft ice cream and Simon and a hamburger in one time? I'm just
my
saying.
House.
Yeah. I'm coming over. Okay. Anyway, so where did I start? Oh, yeah. Makaiwatch.
Sorry.
No. Welcome to my world with Sandy. Yeah. Anyway, if you recognize the joint accent that we both have, it's well-honed after years of this kind of nonsense. But Makaiwatch, the DLNR Makaiwatch program is very cool. It's all about communities that want to take care of their own places. You're going to sit around and wait for the state to show up. You're going to sit around and wait for the feds to show up. No? You don't want them? Well, you have an option. And the option is to take care of your own place, to be observant, to talk to people and educate people, help them understand how they should be taking care of their place and those things that are important or emergent or critical in their place, or ideas that people have about how people should behave correctly or safely in their place. So that's essentially the Makaiwatch program for the state. I'm not sure they describe it that way, but that's my hit on it. It's a way for community to take care of their own place. If things got really hot and serious, of course you can, you know, call the state in if you want. But on Kauai and the North Shore, you're going to wait a long time. So you may as well learn how take care of your own self in your own place, because you're going to need to. And it's a great program that helps community involve itself. Go look, see what's going on, and then talk about how you think things should go. That's Makai Watch. The other one that I want to get in real quick, and I'm going to get that serious tone in my voice, is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Kauai Refuge Complex. And the reason I want to get a little bit serious note is that they just went through a comprehensive conservation planning process on the North Shore for the Kilauea Refuge. There's three refuges on Kauai. One is Hanalei, one is Kilauea, and one is Huleia. And they did the plan for Kilauea. And it was a bit contentious. People were concerned. It was a slightly controversial effort because they're trying to manage their place. And that's not always easy. So they want you to know that the comprehensive conservation plan for Kilauea is POW. It is complete, and it was changed quite a bit from how they started to where they started to how it ended up because of your participation, because the community cared, because the community showed up, because the community said what they were concerned about. You might remember some of the controversy was about a gate and down at Kahili Beach. And so that's not happening, but the plan says use it wisely or lose it. Fishing will be allowed 24 hours a day, but overnight camping will not be allowed. Environmental, Hawaiian, cultural, and Kilauea plantation era history will be the focus of future education and interpretation programs. And discussion regarding the repair of Kahili Quarry Road is ongoing. A date has not yet been set for the repair. You know, it's interesting. We talk about access on an island like this. Sometimes you want a really cool, like paved, neat, tidy, easy access, and sometimes you actually don't, because if you don't have the perfect paved asphalt concrete the kind access, then you're really limiting the users to people that are likely to know that place and probably treat it better. Not always true. Certainly we have our visitors that rent the four-wheel drive Jeep and go absolutely everywhere they can think of, but folks, I got to tell you, that road down there cuts the men from the boys easily. I haven't been down there in it. That road's wicked. You haven't met a pothole till you've met that Quarry Road pothole. I mean, it swallows four-wheel drive trucks. So the bad news is it's hard to get to. The good news is it's hard to get to. And people that go down there should know what they're getting into and should be willing to take care of it. So for people who want to know more about that, need to know more about what that Kilauea plan is, you can always get a hold of the refuge. And their staff is fabulous at responding and giving you good information. And easy to find. Google Kilauea Refuge. There they are. Okay, and I'm going to do one more quick serious one, and that is, I heard on the radio the other day somebody say that there's a dam on the Hanalei River. Well, there's no dam on the Hanalei River. In 92, when Iniki went, Iniki came, and then she went. Iniki was a hurricane, and when she hit Kauai, she sat over the top of us for a while and ground us down to a dull nub. And all of that stuff has to go somewhere. So in 95 and 96, when we had big rains, we had three major flooding events in 95, 96. All that stuff that Iniki knocked over came down the Hanalei River. It bumped up against an old mango tree, and it made itself a new path. The tree fell over, made a puka, and over it went. And did what they have taught me to say is an avulsion. Well, what you and I might call it is a meander, right? It went left. And the land was softer there, so it ate away faster, so it got lower. Water goes where it's easier to go. So I call it a meander, but it's actually legally, scientifically called an avulsion. That diversion of water meant that the farmers in Hanalei didn't get water for their lo'i, for their taro patch, for their agricultural farms. So that had to be fixed. The water that actually is delivered to the farmers of Hanalei goes into an intake, and it gets to the intake from the main river flow, not from this meander. So as long as there was all this water in the meander, the farmers weren't getting dependable water. So the state contracted AECOM to stabilize that riverbank and redirect the water into the main river. It was a huge project. It cost well over $1 million, and it is very nearly complete. The last message that I got from the project manager at AECOM is that all the water in water work is PAL, and they're now doing some of the land work and some of the landscaping. It's all going to be PAL very, very soon. There is no concrete, folks. This is not a dam. There is no cement. That was one of the negotiations that we had with the community. And the heavy equipment will not go over the Hanalei Bridge. It'll go back up the mountainside, save our bridge. So there was lots and lots and lots of effort put into trying to get this thing done. It is, in fact, a huge project. It, in fact, you know, the sediment and mud comes down the river. I don't know if you guys realize or not, but 17,000 tons comes down the Hanalei River in mud every day anyway. It's a big river. And so, yes, there was a little additional mud. Is it a crisis? No, it's not a crisis. And the project is very, very nearly PAL. There have been no notices of violations of any of the permits. They had a minor issue of some silt coming down. They stopped the job. They went back to the Department of Health and looked at the permit and did what they were told to do. So there will be lots of post-project monitoring as well. And again, if you have any questions or concerns, ordinarily I'd send you to the chief engineer for the state. His name is Cardi Chang. He's a really nice guy. But the project manager at AECOM says you can call him too. His name is Ardalan Niku, and his phone number is 529-7223. Be nice. He's a really nice guy. Okay, so those are my critical updates, and I'm handed a note by someone who knows better than me that we want to remind you that the Kilauea Point National Wildlife Refuge is likely to be closed January through April. And the reason is that they need to make some repairs on the trail, the pathway out there that people walk. It's it's a point, folks. It's by an ocean. It's sliding into the sea. And they're going to have to do something. And anything they do up there is complex because they've got these critters, all these special things that they have to take care of. And because they're a National Wildlife Refuge, that's their priority. Okay. One last reminder of the pledge for $10. They'll actually send you a bumper sticker. You know what? These bumper stickers are kind of cool. They're colorful and, they almost look like a surfboard in a way. The flowers, KKCRs, clearly said it's, they're really cool. And they're not huge. They're not going to take up your whole bumper. So you have plenty of room for all those candidates that you want to add and all those other issues and all the save this and save that and support, support Haena, yeah, defend Hanalei and save Haena. You know, it doesn't take up much space, but it shows people that you care, shows people that you're involved. 826-7771, give us $10 and get a bumper sticker. Okay, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Coconut Island, I'd like to be a castaway with you. On a coconut island, there wouldn't be so very much to do. I would linger a while and just gaze into your lovely eyes of blue. Then I'd walk for a mile and come running back to be with you. There, the waves would make a pair, willing slaves of you and me forever. And for days and days and days, we'd never gaze out where the ships go sailing by. On a coconut island, I'd like to be a castaway with you. On a coconut island, where we could make our dreams come true.
On a coconut island. I'd like to be a castaway with you. Ooh, on the coconut island, there wouldn't be so very much to do. Ooh, I would linger a while, just gaze into your lovely eyes of blue. Ooh, and I'd walk for a mile, come running back to be with you. The waves will make a pair of willing slaves of you and me forever. And with lace for days and days and never gaze out where a ship goes sailing by. On a coconut island, I'd like to be a castaway with you. Ooh, just to bask in your smile and to realize my dreams come true. Slaves of you and me forever. And for days and days and days we'd never gaze out where the ships go sailing by. On Coconut Island, I'd like to be a castaway with you. Coconut Island, baby, we could make our dream come true, baby.
I speak Pidgin all the time. I don't think that's not one crime. How come everybody tries to stay on my case? Even when I try talk nice, I still sound like Larry Price. And that would be too hard for me to face. Oh yes, I can talk. I still got one healthy mind. But my teachers are in shock, 'cause the words come out the kind. If I have to, I can read comic books. If they're short, with plenty pictures, I speak Pidgin. I speak Pidgin, I'm so cool, like the mopes they get in school. But I get along with teachers really good. I say what a kind Lorette. They say which, where, as, where at. They talk funny, but I understood. Oh yes, my mouth work. I like talk the kind correct. Oh, but hard or exert. So what guys expect? If I have to, I can speak English. I'm not dumb, I'm not illiterate. I speak Pidgin.
Hui! That's a nice preface. It's a perfect segue to what we're about to do.
So you thought this was one serious show. Well, ordinarily... We're going to ruin the whole reputation now. We want you to call 826-7771 and tell us. You guys have lost your mind.
Mind you, people, I tried to warn her. I said, Auntie, you sure you want to take your reputation and the respect and just throw it right in the toilet and...
Yep.
And just unravel all your credibility right now.
Yeah, the water is circulating as we speak. Here it goes.
It's swirling.
swirling. Okay, so we think we've figured out something we can do here, but Sandy's going to muck it up anyway, so we're just going to go, okay?
I'm here to validate what she says.
Uh-huh. Want to bet?
Get your parking tickets out.
Okay. So I'm going to start with hui.
Vocabulary.
Yeah, we're going to start with the vocabulary. Sandy's going to say it
in a sentence.
And then
I'm going to translate.
Somebody we hope is going to actually put it into English because
English.
She and I aren't so good about that. Yeah, English.
English.
Yeah, a correct English.
Correct. So for, yeah. For those of you that are bilingual, this will help you out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
or make you completely bipolar. Okay. So the first...
Put you right over the edge.
I know. I get one list. Come on. Let's go to this. Okay. I get my list. Okay. Okay. The first one is hui, and you can also go hui.
Which, so take your pick. Which used in a sentence is, oh, to my cousin, hui, cause.
Okay. Well, in English, that means, oh, yoo-hoo. Oh, hello, yoo-hoo.
God, it's frightening. Where you stay?
Hey, I stay over here. Where you stay?
I'd like to know where you're located.
Hele on. Oh, we got to get going. Come on, we got Hele on.
I'm looking at my watch, and I think we might be a little late.
Kuliana.
You know what? That's for me to do, not for you. That's not your Kuliana.
That is your responsibility.
Okay, this one is one of personal favorite. Okay, personal. Bolo head or bala head.
You know that guy.
See, she gets
he enjoyed the military. He enjoyed the military. And brother, he's so sad because he had to shave his head. Bolo head.
Bolo head.
Oh, that gentleman looks bald.
Okay, Hana.
Oh, I had to work all day. I'm so tired. I finally went Pahana.
Oh, Pahana. We get two words.
Yeah, that's two words. Okay. Double head. Okay. That's
a trick question. We're getting complicated now. You want Borom?
Of course.
Pahana.
In English, please, ma'am.
English.
English.
I think it's time for me to get off work.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah. Okay.
We tried to fool her and she got him.
And she got him. Yeah, what are we going to do?
She can get him.
Give me two words at once. You know, that's hard for me to do.
Hanaho.
Oh, she's going to have to do it again.
Okay. The difficulty goes up by the minute.
Another complex. Well, I already gave you a hint.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to have to do it again. Hanaho.
Hanaho. Oh. Hanaho. Yeah. Do it again. Encore.
Yes.
Encore.
Yes, exactly. So, by the way, folks, that one really works. You know, you're down Tahiti Nui or whatever, and somebody does something good. Doesn't happen all the time, but once in a while.
I don't know. I don't go to Tahiti Nui.
Not allowed.
They would kick her out, doesn't
it? Years ago.
Wasn't that on 86?
Yeah, 80 years ago. They had the 86 list was longer than the beer list.
Right before last call, Auntie.
Yeah. Anyway, if you like something and you yell Hanaho, for those of you that are you poor people that are listening to us online that are, you know, in Muskogee or something. We're very sorry. But
not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Gone. The screen is blank, folks. The online listeners have...
when they tell you last call and you go, Hanaho.
Yeah. Hanaho. So please play that one more time. Okay, this one is...
Wait, you were saying something works? Oh, it works when somebody shouts out Hanaho.
Yeah, it does work.
Not after last call.
No.
So shout it before last call.
Yeah. Some of us spend a whole lot of time places that get last call.
Okay. Get.
Okay.
As soon as you walk in.
Yeah. Yeah. Lately. Okay. Next one. Get choke. Get choke.
Oh, yeah. They had someone get choke mangoes this year.
Wow, there are a lot of mangoes on that tree.
I never will figure out what that means with choke. What, add so much, you choke.
Yeah, oh, get choked. Really, it's logic. Get choked, mangoes.
Yeah, choke.
Yeah, no, I know that part. I just didn't know how you choked on. Okay, never mind. Okay, and then this one.
Sorry, we stumped her, too. Apparently.
That's not easy to do.
Stumped her on her own vocabulary list.
Hey, I made the list. Okay.
Next
one.
She went choked on her own vocabulary.
Yeah, what if next time she gets tree words?
I mean, deep kimchi.
See? Right there. Okay. Tree words.
Deep kimchi. Okay. But that has to be sung. You cannot just say
no
that.
Singing.
Yeah, no singing? Oh, no singing. Oh. Okay, well.
Oh, you promised.
Yes, we get new. You promised. I never. Okay. The next one is Kaden.
Kaden. Kaden, we get one, not a word.
That was a really good sentence, Sandy. I like that. Kaden. Okay, then.
That's it.
That's it.
We're ready for another word. Maka'ala.
Akamai.
Oh, that's a Hawaiian word. Mm-hmm. That dog was so smart. He's very akamai.
Akamai.
That's just a Hawaiian word you just tried.
Hey,
to
that's akamai.
That's not a pigeon word.
Yeah. Hey. No, it's not. It's akamai.
We gotta help you with that.
You didn't take my pop.
I'm sorry. That was just a Hawaiian word. That wasn't a pigeon.
It's not a pigeon word. But
she did the English.
I gave a Hawaiian word of the day.
And you did English.
I just did a Hawaiian word of the day. Sorry, Hub.
I know.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And Junkalanka.
Oh, Junkalanka. Oh.
We all get them. They're all in the parking lot out there.
I just drove my Junkalanka car.
Junkalanka.
Oh, your car could use some repairs.
Yes, it could.
This one I like a lot. We use it this one. Nah.
Well, that kind of explains itself, doesn't it?
It's really pretty self-explanatory.
But I say it most frequently when I'm trying to say...
Use it in a sentence.
Yeah.
Nah, you never did that. Nah, that's not so. Nah, he not going to go. Nah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I don't believe you, but I do.
Here's where we've stretched into a whole new part of the program. We're not just using the words and the syllables. We're using the inflection that matters the most.
Yes.
You go, nah, like that. Not just nah.
Well, if you don't really have the Portuguese, you know, the kind, then it doesn't, yeah.
Tell
us about it.
Yeah, what is the kind? Which the kind?
Tell us about your Portuguese the kind.
Yeah. No, don't.
No, don't.
I beg you.
You're going to have to explain that to me because I don't have any of that.
I know more myself.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry, we're European. We don't have that.
So much trouble.
Trouble.
Yeah, people can hear me speak what I think is perfectly clear English and know that there's Portuguese involved somewhere. Because it just, I don't know, there's a sticker on my forehead.
Well, your DNA testing never say.
No, there was a few hop, skips, and jumps over some fences. Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. Okay, next one, Hemajang. Now that nobody knows what hemajang means.
Yeah,
I do.
Hemajang.
Yeah,
that's about the same description as my car,
the Junkalanka. Hemajang. Hemajang means go crooked, though.
No. The thing was, you know what? The thing, he smashed his car, and the whole front end is all hemajang.
Mm-hmm. Like Maka'ala earlier, now she got us all hemajang.
We were doing pretty good, and now it's all hemajang.
Yeah, she got us hemajang when she went from one syllable to two because we weren't quite prepared. We were working on it, working up to it.
So it's like bus up.
Bus up.
Mm-hmm. Bus up, by the way, folks, has no T.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's bus up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dakain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, Dakain. Well, you know, it's like I just ran into the kind at the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know the kind.
And he put the kind in your coffee.
Yeah, and he put the kind in my coffee, too. I like to put the kind in my coffee. Makes me really happy. You didn't smoke the kind before you came in.
Yeah. No, but I like now.
Oh, yeah. I wish I had smoked the kind, too, before I came in here and decided to do the show at Auntie Maka'ala.
She was terrified. She told me not to do it. She told me not to do it.
To smoke the kind.
Yeah, to do the kind.
You still got it.
Get the kind.
You share the kind with me when you follow it. Oh, no, I got to go work.
Oh, yeah.
No, so wait, like Pahana.
I got to do my partner.
Okay, now do your part.
Yeah, okay. Pigeon is very versatile. So the kind can mean absolutely anything.
Yes.
You put it in a sentence, you can use it for anything.
You can roll it up and smoke it.
You can smoke it, you can marry it.
I did marry a Dakine. Marry a Dakine, my second marriage.
I'm just saying.
I did.
I married several Dakine.
She's got them stored in the trunk of her car still.
In my hemajang car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Junkalanka.
Yeah. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I'm actually married to a man who uses Dakine a lot.
Oh.
And you can...
Shocking. Should I tell her I'm sorry or I'm happy for her?
Yeah. You can... My husband will say, you know the kind, next to the kind, when I the kind, and then I'm the kind, and the kind, the kind, the kind. And I will say, can I buy a noun? Just one noun.
That is a noun.
Context.
It's also an adjective.
It's a verb. It's everything. It is the most uniform.
And it's catchy.
It's very catchy.
Somebody told me once it was from a Scotsman. A Scotsman first said something like the kind. I think he wears a kind.
Yeah.
Or not.
Or maybe he lost his
kind.
Wow.
Yeah. So maybe we could just do a whole show on the kind.
But then they won't know what we're talking about if it's the kind.
And one other thing about the kind is also a placeholder in a sentence. If you don't know what to say,
you can
pause. You know, like... On the mainland, people say, like, and then they wait. But here we go. Let's see now. I went the kind. I'm not sure where I went.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just, it just avoids.
It's a filler.
It avoids too much silence.
So you just, saying,
Yeah, it's better than
But we shouldn't put six in a row, folks. The idea is to use it briefly and infrequently and not six in a row like my husband. Okay. So. It's actually when he doesn't want me to know something. I'm firmly convinced of it.
So the theme is sometimes put a noun in a sentence. Is that what you're saying?
It'd be really nice to have context.
Context, yes.
Talking about this planet or that one out there. Yeah. Okay, so
your house must be really good fun.
Yeah.
It's not quiet. Okay.
Have you seen My The Kind?
Yeah,
exactly. Not lately.
Exactly.
Does it come in a six pack? I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. No, that's all right. No,
you lost track of that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one is Bombay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bombay. Bombay, we're going to talk about the kind.
We will talk about it by and by.
Yes, that's exactly where that phrase comes from.
Mm-hmm. By and by. Then why don't we just say by and by? Bombay.
Because it's more easy to say Bombay. It's
Bombay
more efficient.
More easy. Faster. One less syllable.
Pigeon is more efficient.
It is. Bombay. It's like by and by and by. That sounds Victorian.
It's efficient.
It's efficient. Yeah, and poetic.
Yeah.
And I come Bombay.
You know what, folks? I'm seriously outnumbered in here. The dog's no help either.
Sandy, was she talking about you?
I think so. I don't know whether to slap her or hug her. I don't know.
Depends on your the kind.
Yeah. And my kind. Okay, next one. Holo holo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's another Hawaiian word that's not pigeon so much.
It's sort of like
the other word. But we got to go holo holo. I got to go Honolulu and go shopping.
Holo holo.
Yeah, go holo holo. So you're going to go out someplace, you're going to go do things, you're going to have fun, you're going to do stuff. But notice she also said Honolulu, not Honolulu.
Thank you.
Just say it, not Honolulu.
Yeah. Oh, Honolulu, there's no such place. No.
Yeah, there is. It's in Maui. Yeah, there is one, but it's in Maka'ala's the kind.
It's Lulu's place in Maui.
I will not touch Auntie Maka'ala's the kind. I'll tell you that right now.
Now that you know there's a hat.
I don't swing that way.
Not toward the Hana Lulu?
Not towards the Hana Lulu or her. Yeah. No. Not towards her the kind anyway.
I think this is good news, I think.
Okay.
And that I do want to point out, you know, you hear an awful lot of people that mispronounce some place names or make up place names.
Not if they listen to my show.
That's right.
That's right.
And there's there's several reasons for place names, but place names made up by surfers are for surfers.
Yeah.
They're not for us.
But then they're surf spots, not place names.
That's right. Thank you. But they're not for us. They're for them. They have their own geography.
That's right.
And it has nothing to do with reality. So, you know, it's
reality.
What?
It's nothing to do with reality.
It's surf reality.
Yeah. Surf reality.
Meantime, I do want to remind you, we do have a pledge drive going on, and if you want to support this nonsense, 826, remember that? 826-777-1 is the number to call, and 826-777-4. If you're enjoying this nonsense, this silliness, we'll be glad to keep it up the next time you want to tune into Makai Watch.
Mahalo, Tita. We got a big long list left. We got more. Oh no, they've got more.
Well, yes, they have more, and I still have stories to share too. I'm gonna add to that story. So now next time, there will be a next time, especially if you pledge your support for what your community. Or if you don't,
we're coming back.
Uh oh.
We're doing it either way.
Yeah. So anyway, 866-275-1112 is the number to call. Pledge your support to Kauai community.
Mahalo, friends and supporters. And we hope we didn't digress too much from what you expect for this show. Next time, I promise, we'll be serious. Okay. Why? Aloha.
Nah.
Nah.
Bada you.
Yeah, bada you.